USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The U.S. military is reporting a drone strike in Syria's Idlib province killed a senior leader of an al-Qaeda-aligned terrorist group on Monday. Abu al-Yemeni, a senior leader for Haras al-Din, was traveling alone on a motorcycle at the time of the strike. 46 migrants were found dead in the back of a tractor trailer in San Antonio, Texas on Monday. Law enforcement officials said 16 others, 12 adults and 4 children, were taken to local hospitals with heat-related injuries. Police Chief William McManus.
A worker works in one of the buildings up here behind me, heard a cry for help, came out to investigate, found the trailer with the doors partially open, opened them up to take a look, and found a number of deceased individuals inside.
USA Radio News.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.